just getting set up right now.
So somebody asked for like a cozy audio snuggling up in the rain. And I was thinking that would be kind of fun to build together before we get started. So, okay. I have some rain. Perfect. It's a little loud. I'm going to turn it down a bit. And then ooh. Much too loud. There we go. That's kind of nice. I like that. What else? I know everyone has their favorite sound effects. I've always liked rain and fireplaces and cave, like that hum, that droning sound in a cave. I love underwater sounds too. Let's see, let me get some more. Okay, now we have, perfect. Ah, there we go, nice and cozy. So, let's see. I have a few things I want to talk about. I thought about doing a porn tag tier list kind of thing, or just giving some of my feedback on some of those, but I think that's gonna be a different audio just based on like mood today. It does feel really cozy with the like rain and everything. It's nice to be inside when it's raining. So, let's talk about, cozy horror and what that means. So, I love cozy horror. I love the idea of being in a tense or frightening situation, and I especially love the idea of being with something that's like bigger and stronger and scarier than I am. And what I love to create is these situations where there's danger and a little bit of darkness. I've always loved tragedies, and I know a lot of people don't, but I've always loved tragedies. I love the drama of something far greater and more powerful than you, than the drama of like trying to comprehend and understand it. And love the idea that this big creature that you're talking to, and it doesn't need to be bigger, sometimes they're not, but this creature that you're talking to could just swat you away like a fly. But they don't want to, you know? They want to pull you in close and whisper things in your ear. I think that's fun, yeah. So, horror themes. Let's see. Themes in horror that I would like to explore. I'd love to do like a slow burn romance, you know, really take the time over a series of audios. That's definitely on my radar. That's something I want to do. I think a lot of times my audios end up being these kind of one-shot characters that you get to see this glimpse of, and it's fun while it lasts, but then, you know, the rest of what happens is kind of up to you in your imagination. I think imagination is important when it comes to fear and arousal in particular. Like, a lot of, what is that saying? Like, desire begins in the brain or something like that. And like, your imagination is more, like, does more for horror than anything else. So I think cozy horror, like intimate, arousing horror is such a fun place to play with, like, imagination. That's like, a lot of people ask me, like, oh, how big is this character? Or what happened here? And I'm like, I think whatever you imagine is going to be better than me just spelling it out. So, anyways, that's my thoughts on that. I would like to do more DubCon. That was a question I got. I think fantasy, these little scenarios we create for ourselves, I think fantasy allows for an exploration of frightening circumstances. And to be honest, I think any time you encounter the supernatural in an intimate way, it's gonna be DubCon, you know? These things are more powerful than you. Doesn't matter if it's a werewolf or an alien or, I don't know, what else? A vampire. If they can swat you away like a fly, they can take away the burden of making decisions from you. You can kind of just fall into the story and let things unfold. I think that's kind of fun. You know? Let's see. Somebody asked, what was it? Marry one, fuck one, exile one. Oh my god. Okay. Between breeding pregnant and breeding pregnant and lactation. I think I would marry breeding. I think I would fuck lactation and maybe exile pregnant. I don't know. Definitely marry breeding. It's like breed. No pregnant, just breed. Why do we always go back to like giantesses here? It's like, that seems to be like a common thread. I don't know. Big, giant, scary monster. My ideal degree of size difference. Okay, I think when it comes to size difference between two characters, there's a point where it becomes like comical to me. And that would be anything smaller than like the palm of my hand, you know? Like, if I'm the little thing and I'm with the big scary thing, like, if I'm smaller than the palm of their hand, like, that's too small to me. That's scary. I think the ideal for me is, like, in the realm, like, just pushing past the realm of, like, possibility. Like, I'm picturing a big, like, broad-shouldered werewolf, you know, just grabbing you by the throat, and they can wrap, like, their whole hand around your throat. I think that's, like, the ideal size difference, you know? Like, big enough that people would, like, turn heads if they saw you with this creature, but not so big that you can't, like, interact and enjoy stuff, you know? I think it's always fun when you see like a pixie or a fairy or like a human that's been shrunk down to like the size of like a mouse. But to me, like, the ideal is, like, a little more balanced. I don't know. I guess I'm kind of boring like that. Or whatever, you know? You know what? Let's go through your guys' not safe for work ideas. I just want to start from the top because I think there's some really... So, someone asked for a gentle giant listener. I have been wanting to do a sequel follow-up to The Monster in the Woods for so fucking long. And I think that would be a good tie-in to that. I think gentle giant listener is really hot. Especially if it's maybe like their first time being with a human or understanding a human, kind of walking them through that. I think that would be so cute. Massaging. Oh, I thought that said sorceress. It says work the soreness out by massage and ice packs. And I was like, that's beautiful. But I thought it said work a sorceress. I think aftercare is always great. Aftercare in real life, aftercare in audios, both are great. I think it's important to kind of come together as humans and equals and kind of come down out of that high. That's always important. New characters. I'm always a sucker for new characters. Bondage. So, one of my top kinks is bondage. And I'm sure that's obvious to anybody who's talked to me. But for anyone who's like new or hasn't listened to me, like either in the server or in one of these like IRL things, bondage. I'm a sucker for bondage and praise, and I always enjoy a power differential, you know? I think every good scene should have someone in charge and someone who follows, and maybe there's a bit of a struggle for who that is, or maybe the big strong thing is the one that follows. So, yeah. Bondage, domination, submissiveness, submission. let's see. Okay. Giants, yes. Come play? Yeah. Come play is great. I have a terrible gag reflex, IRL. So, every time a script says deep throat, I'm like, no, I can't. I try. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'll give it the old college try. But I have a terrible gag reflex. Scalies. Yeah. I like a llama. I've always wanted to do a dinosaur audio. That's on my list. That's real, real high on the list. I mean, scaly is just another spin on furry. I think furries are easier to, like, furry characters, not furries, like the people, you know what I mean? But like furry, fuzzy character, I think those are easier to get along with. And I think it's because, like, we give a lot of personality to our like furry friends. And again, not the humans, I mean like your cats and dogs and stuff like that. Obviously don't go and fuck your cats and dogs, but you know what I mean, like we give them a lot of personification to that. So I think it's really easy. I think that's why like Neckos and, oh shit, what are the dog ones called? I want to say Inari, but isn't that like a sushi? Oh my god, don't judge me for this, whatever. Transformation audios are great because then you get to take the listener through the entire process of becoming something new or something powerful. Gender swap, yeah, I think with gender swap, what I like to do is like kind of flip the I guess, like, the gender norms around. I like to play with that, you know. So maybe we'll have a male character who's, like, a baker or a housekeeper or a maid. And female characters that are rulers and breadwinners and CEOs and things like that. So I think playing with gender roles is great. Vampires, obviously. Lamia, yes. Hyenas? I have never done a hyena audio. I don't think I've ever listened to a hyena audio. I read a book once when I... Oh my god. I read a book once when I was in like middle school where it was this girl that could talk to animals and she like bonded with this pack of hyenas. And I remember they were talking about, like, the social structure of, like, hyenas or something. And maybe I'm getting the biology wrong. But I think what it was is they were, like, the social structure of deer is a lot more cruel to, like, young, like, deer, like, babies, than, like, lions or wolves are. I think this is, like, a common thing that, like, predators tend to take better care of their offspring than like herbivore prey kind of animals. So yeah, were critters. They're critters. Were critters? Werewolves? Yes. I did a wolf were and a werewolf, and I've done like dogs, you know, like were dogs. I don't think I've ever done anything else. So I've always wanted to do a Selkie. That's those women that they wear seal skin and they can turn into seals and jump in the ocean and stuff. I've always wanted to do a Selkie. Aliens, love them. Demons, love them. Yes. Succubi, yes, 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 yes. 1,000 times. Like forever. Love aliens. There's so much room to play with aliens. Same with demons. You can make some really, really fucked up demons that just are not appealing. And then you can do like the devil character, like a devil character. I don't mean like the Bible devil, but you know what I mean. Like the devils that live in the, like, whatever it's called from D&D. You know what I mean. Shut up. Slice of life, yes, but I'm not every so often I'll do a slice of life that doesn't touch on the supernatural, and I don't know, it's always something I'm excited about, and then people just don't seem to receive it as well, so I think it has to have a supernatural twist to it. So like a slice of life with your oh my god, like one of my earlier, like this succubus, tsundere succubus girlfriend. Yeah. It's mostly just like cooking food together, meeting her parents, you know, going to dinner and getting engaged, you know. So yeah, love slice of life with a supernatural twist. Receiving and switching. Okay, so... now I'm getting to like what I enjoy in bed and not necessarily what I enjoy in audios or like in stories I tell. So this is going to kind of cross the line, I guess, bridge that gap and kind of flip flop back and forth. So with switching, I love to be the brat and I love to be put in my place. And I also love to be the one in charge who's going to take care of you and lead the scene, as it were. Usually, I'm the brat. And there's a lot of times where I want to take charge, but in a bratty kind of way. What I've learned about myself, though, is I'm not a brat tamer when it comes to like switching. I want I want easy submission. So if I'm the dominant one in the scene, I don't want to have to fight for that, because I think my default is to be the brat. So yeah, I don't want to have to fight for it. I want gentle, easy submission, and, you know, taking care of you, whispering soft things. But when I'm the brat, no, I want to make you fight for it. I want you to throw me down and throw me around and that kind of stuff. That's what I like in audios, obviously. Let's see. Rope play? Yes. Absolutely love rope. Rope is great. There is a lot of things you need to know about how to be safe with it. But you can Google all day long and learn beautiful, wonderful things to do with rope. Yeah, love rope. I think it's great. I love to include bondage in audios, and it might just be something as simple as like handcuffs or tying the wrist or whatever. And it could be like, oh, we're gonna suspension bondage, you're attached to the wall now. And anywhere, anything in between. Giggles. What? Okay, I love characters that giggle. I don't like when scripts include like a prompt to laugh, but I'm totally fine with scripts that include like giggling, because like that is a very specific thing. Oh, now I'm wondering, is giggles like something that I don't know, like a sex thing that I don't know? Because that's possible. I might be a dummy right now. I don't know. Hair pulling. So I used to have a partner who, like, would grab my hair in an aggressive way. And back then, it was like, no, you can't, like, I'm not into that. Lately, though, hair pulling, yes. As long as it's not, like, pulling out pieces of hair, like, strands of hair, and you're getting like a good firm like grip on the hair. You know, the kind where like you run your hand up the back of like the neck and then grab a fistful of hair and then pull their head. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. That's a good one. All the time. Muscles? Yes. Lack of muscles? Yes. I like bodies. I love muscles, and I love soft bodies and curves, and I love like bony hands and delicate wrists and Adam's apples and shoulder blades and everything in between. What else? Lactation and nursing. This is a new one for me, honestly. The concept of like, it's not like new, like I was just aware of it, but as far as like including that in audios, I have never, like until recently, I had never done like a lactation audio. I think it's probably been within the last like year. In real life, we're leaving that on the table. I'm not picking that up. Engineering, robots. Oh, okay, so these are just like things. I'm so dumb. These are just like general things that this person likes to see. Sorry, sick. Robots, elves, orcs, goblins, dragons. Yes. All great. Playful banter.
Yes.
Teaching. And you put specifically not teachers. Let me just tell you, one of my favorite like porn setting and even just non-porn storytelling setting is like academic settings, obviously above the age of consent, but I do love like libraries and dorm rooms and professors and student professor student kind of role play, because there's already like an inherent power dynamic differential like in there. So, and then there's a lot of fun things that go along with that, like paddles and schoolgirl skirts and homework assignments. I was a really, really good student my entire life. like through college, I was a really, really good student, and I always did my best in assignments and stuff like that. And I think that there's just a lot of fun you can have with that. So, yeah. let's see. Showers, bathing, wax play. Showers and bathing, I think, are so cute. I think it's like a classic romance trope to include like a bathing scene or a bath scene, but it's so intimate and it can be really romantic and sensual to have like, you know, the water flowing and like soap and stuff like that. So I think that's great. Showers, I don't know, maybe mutual bath. Okay, bathing and grooming, as in like hygiene, obviously, I think are so intimate. I love putting like hair brushing and like taking care of somebody. You know, one of my like earlier audios was the one where the listener had like bits of coral in their skin, and this sea witch is like plucking the coral out and cleaning you up. I think that's so intimate and really like arousing and frightening too, because you're injured and it's like, oh, poor baby. I like being taken care of, and I like taking care of, you know, others. Wax play, it's messy. It's messy and it can be like scary. I'd rather just get spanked. Like, not gonna lie. It's like not as thrilling to me. I guess it doesn't do much for me. In an audio, I think it could come across like, you'd have to do a really good job of like describing the wax on the skin and like the sensation and that kind of stuff. Just like with any other like intimate act that's told through audio. I think it can look really cool. Like a part of me, it's like a two-part thing. Like, yes, it can like wax play, like wax on a body can look so cool. But then a part of me is like, oh, that's such a mess to clean up, you know? Who's going to clean that up? Scratching, clawing, kisses, making out. Yes. As often as I can include them in audios, I promise I will. Let's see. Smug characters. Yes. I love playing like those villains that you love to hate. Because I think in like media, like mainstream media, like movies, films, that kind of TV, you, a lot of times like the male characters, the male villains get to be like so delicious. And so I try and create opportunities for myself to play those delicious, smug, charming characters. So good. I do, and then at the same time, I love playing dumb characters. Like, there's something so funny, so much joy in playing a silly, dumb character and letting them just be dumb and hit those jokes. It's so good. I love it. Lazy Doming. Okay, zombie dog. Lazy Doming, yes. Like a sleepy, like I think ultimately like me as a Dom is that kind of sleepy, like, you gonna be good for me? Do you wanna come right now? Kind of situation. I can be hyper and I can be demanding and petty. I can play that like, you know, bratty princess Dom. But I'd rather be domed as the bratty princess and not, like, it's that, like, I'm playing and doming you kind of thing. I think I am a lazy Dom. Like, I just want to cuddle up to you and make you feel good and whisper things in your ears. Giantesses, yes, we already talked about that. Breath play and smothering. I haven't done a lot of that, and I think that's on my bucket list, you know? Actually, the script that I just wrote, the siren audio, that one does feature some breath play. And I'm not going to go into it too much. Let's see. Grappling, restraint. Yes, obviously. I love that you put this is creamberry juice. I love that you put grappling because that just makes me think of Dungeons and Dragons. Like, it's a grapple. You got to get out of it. light, heavy, extreme bondage. Oh, light, heavy, and extreme bondage. I think my interest kind of dips towards the like extreme bondage. I think mummification is like where it's like metal restraints and your like whole body is like you can't move. That's what I think of like with extreme bondage, or like really like more painful positions or strenuous positions, I think is a better way. Yeah, I think I lean more towards rope and leather than I do like metal. I don't know what else there is. I'm sure there is. Whatever. You know what I mean. Yeah. So that was kind of fun. I just went through like all of those right now. That's all you're going to get from me on that subject. I'm not going to spill any beans for you, obviously. Stupid. that's all we're going to talk about that. Oh, somebody said anal. No, we're going to stop there. That's fine. what else? Let's see. I have been a lot more productive lately. This is kind of obvious, but I have anxiety and I have ADHD, and I've been like working with those for my whole life, and that's fine. But lately it's been so much better. I'm on like, I have a new doctor, new medication. She takes things seriously. She trusts me and believes me when I say like, this is working and this isn't and that kind of stuff. And yeah, it's been great. I think I really, really, really want to stick to this new schedule that I'm doing for audios. So I'm just trying to organize my life with that. And something that I didn't realize with making a Patreon, and I should have realized it, is it holds you, like you have all these people that are now holding you accountable for maintaining a schedule. And that has been good and bad. Like, it's been pushing me to really stick to the schedule. But I'm trying to give you guys enough content that I don't then fall into this like spiral of I'm not doing enough, I need to do more, da, da, da. I have this problem where as soon as I finish an audio and I upload it, I want to make it public immediately. And that's why sometimes you guys will get 2 or 3 audios in a week. And then I'm like, fuck, this next week, I'm super fucking busy. I should have saved one of those. And I just never learned my lessons. I'm really, really, really trying to put things out in a like metered, predictable, dependable way. So that's what I'm working on. We're all working on different things here, and that's fine. What else? Yeah, that's where I'm at. I've got a new series coming up. I don't remember if I talked about that in the beginning. Anyways, we have a new series that's going to be coming pretty soon, and I'm really excited about that. In all honesty, there might be 2 new series coming, so I'm double excited for that. What's something that I never do, what are those called for New Year's resolutions? I don't do those. I think what I prefer to do, like, it's always like I'm going to stop doing this or I'm going to start doing that. And I feel like it's better to just set like a theme for the year. And I remember, I feel like this past year, the theme was trust and getting to trust like myself and others and kind of easing into that. I remember in the past I had like a year where I was like, this is the year of like physical health. And this is the year of like mental health. And this is the year of taking risks. And this is the year of like change, you know? Like when I moved to a new state, to a new job, and left all of my friends behind, that was the year of like change. So I think this current year, like 2024, I think I want this, and I think what I've been working on is like this is the year of like tidying up my process and getting like that routine down. So this is the year of, I guess, creative pursuits. I don't know. We'll figure it out later. I don't know. I think maybe it's better to like reflect on it at the end of the year. You know what? In December, we'll do another one of these and some remind me, or like I'll write it down. I don't know. One or the other. But like remind me, like in December, let's do like a year recap. That'd be so much fun. I think that'd be good. Like how, like let's reflect back on the year. What did we learn? How do we grow? Where are we going? And what are we doing? Yeah. I think I also want to get, like, I want to start live streaming. Wouldn't it be fun if we just sat in a room and live streamed and it was just like this with maybe some, like, ambient sounds and I could just, like, live stream. Maybe I could read, I should cold read a script for you guys. That would be so much fun. Oh, I love that. Maybe we'll do that next time. If you are a script writer and you're not sending me scripts, you're in trouble. So send me a script if you are. That'd be great. Yeah, maybe next time we'll do a cold read of a script. It would have to be something like special just for Patreon, and I think it would have to be something that I didn't want to post on YouTube, or maybe it could be like a preview, like a YouTube preview, but I just do a cold read for you guys. I keep seeing cold read, and I realize that some of you might not know what a cold read is. That's where you pick up the script the first time and you just perform it without having had like a prior rehearsal. Also, I don't rehearse my scripts. I'm sure there's some people that do, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think the majority of people don't rehearse. Like, if you're a voice artist for a while, I think the majority of people don't rehearse their scripts. It's more common in like theater and like not so much in film and television. Sometimes you will do a rehearsal in film and television, but not as often. Depends on the kind of project and the director and the scope of the work. A lot of times you just show up and you're expected to just do it, like you're ready right then and there. And if you're not, like that could be a problem depending on the project. So, yeah. Interesting stuff. I do like when you guys post the little comments and questions and stuff like that. I think it's so important to make sure that these IRL audios are what you guys want to hear. Because I don't want to go on a political rant and then find out that's not at all what you guys want, you know? If you guys want you want to bombard me with questions or you want to give me something to read, go for it. I'm more than happy to. Sig asked a few more, or put a few more topics. I just scrolled down more and saw more. Let's see. How to maintain one's social battery. I'm an extrovert. So my social battery gets drained when I'm not around others. I feel discomfort when I'm alone. I lose track of time. I get stuck in my head. I forget to eat or all kinds of stuff. I'm the kind of person, I need to have someone else nearby in order to maintain my own needs, I guess. I don't know. So my idea of maintaining a social battery is going to be different from yours. For me, it's jumping in a Discord call, playing some games, watching a movie, talking about our thoughts, that kind of stuff. For somebody who's an introvert, meaning you get drained by being around others, the best and probably only piece of advice I have for this is to surround yourself with people that feed you energy and aren't just taking away energy. There's some people that they make things stressful and unnecessarily complicated, or they make you feel like shit, or they are constantly making you question or doubt yourself. If you don't feel good being around those people, don't be around them. Find somebody else. There's other people out there that, if you're the kind of person that just wants to sit in a room and show, message each other memes, or watch a movie in silence, or just be in the space as the person, there are people that are going to respect that. So find those people. How to respond to change effectively. Again, I like change. I like switching things up. I'm that kind of person. And I think change, growth and change are inherently tied together. If you want things to be better, they have to be different. So I don't fear change. I welcome it, honestly. And I think I've cultivated that attitude in myself over time. I think when I was younger, I was kind of paralyzed by anxiety or procrastination. And I still have tendency to be anxious and procrastinate, but I don't fear change. If I had to get a new job tomorrow, as long as I can still make audios, of course. If I had to get a new job tomorrow, I think I would be excited to see what I could get and where and the people I'm going to meet. Doesn't matter what kind of work it is. I'm not, I've had office jobs, I've had corporate jobs, I've had physically demanding jobs, I've had stressful customer service jobs. It doesn't matter. I always had fun doing it. If I didn't have fun doing the job, I left. So you should not be afraid of change. You should manage your own stress and expectations. But if you are the kind of person that fears change, I don't know. I'm going to talk about TikTok. I saw this fucking TikTok or YouTube short where this woman was talking about how she did some What did she call it? Rejection therapy or rejection management? Like basically some therapeutic stuff to manage her fear of rejection. And what she did was she started asking people, like she walked up to a group of strangers and she's like, "Hey, you guys want to get dinner together?" So she went and she applied for jobs and apartments and all kinds of stuff. So she did things expecting to be rejected. And maybe she's lying. It was the internet. I don't know. But she did things expecting to be rejected and was having a hard time because everybody was like, "Yeah, no problem." And I was like, "Oh, that's brilliant." Like, how brilliant is that? Like, instead of being like, "Oh, I'm gonna apply for jobs and like I know I'm gonna get rejected," but like actually applying for jobs that you are not qualified. Like, she applied for a job that said 18 months experience, and she had no experience, and she applied for this job, or she had like some experience. She applied for this job, and like, again, this could be fake, I don't know, but I like to hope that it's real. She got a like recruiter talking to her because of it, and the recruiter was like saying that they had so few applicants that they wanted to bring her in for an interview. I don't think she actually got the job, but maybe she did. Wouldn't that be exciting? And like, yeah, so stuff like that. My background as like an actor in theater and dabbling in other stuff, like student projects and little tiny things here and there. My experience is that like you're gonna audition for so much, and you're only gonna get cast in a small percentage of that, and that's the expectation. So I've always gone into things with like, "Hey, I'm gonna do this job interview, and if I don't get it, that's fine. It's not gonna hurt me. I'm just gonna learn from it." But what she did was she actually like went into it intentionally trying to be rejected. And I was like, that's beautiful. That's like so, that's such a powerful thing to like decide to do. Like, wow, what a ballsy, badass kind of move. I love that. So, I don't know, here's some homework for you guys. Go do something. Go do some rejection therapy. I mean, if you're dating, like, you know what that's like. God, if I had a nickel for every time I like matched with a guy online and then got rejected. God damn. If I had, like this one guy, okay, I'm a curvy bitch, okay? I've got an ass and I have thighs and I've got a little bit of a tummy that I'm working on. It's fine. And I've got boobs like a lot of other people, you know, I have body parts like a lot of other people. And I remember I matched with this one guy and this was like so long ago and he was like, "Oh, like he rejected me literally because of how I looked." And like, I remember that being like so hard at the time. I was like, "Ugh, you know, fuck you. You have a shitty personality," like blah, 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 blah. And you know what? Like, I don't know. It didn't really affect me in the long run. It doesn't matter. He's probably with someone else. And I don't even, it was on like Plenty of Fish. I don't know. And that was like so fucking long. That was like right out of high school. And you know what? That's fine. Because I learned, what did I learn? I learned that I'm the kind of person that I don't care about that kind of superficial stuff. And it's okay that if other people do, you know? Like, you're attracted to what you're attracted to. And attraction is like a scale, I guess. Or like a spectrum. There's going to be some people you're not attracted to. And for me, it's usually personality. That's the thing that pushes me. Like, if If somebody has a shitty personality, I don't even want to be in the same room as them. Which is bold words coming from me, because, like, I can be a petty bitch, you know? I try not to. It's like, whatever, fuck you. But, oh shit, I think I was like, what was I talking about just before that? Rejection therapy? Yeah, oh, it's a challenge. Go do something and go do some rejection therapy. And maybe I should caution you to, like, Google what that is, because I didn't even Google it. I saw a TikTok. So don't do something that's going to put you in, like, a dangerous position, obviously. But, like, apply for that job, you know, ask for that thing, you know, go up to a group of people that look like they'd be cool. Try and find some new friends, things like that. And if people don't like you, that's fine, you know? If I stayed in every friend group that I ever had my whole life, or if I stayed in my first friend group, I would be hanging out with Debbie and Kelly and, I don't know, talking about our trip to the mall with the children. I don't know what they do. They're probably fine. They're fine now. But this was like elementary school, you know? And they bullied me. But I kind of bullied them back, so it's fine. But, yeah. Like friend groups evolve and change over time. So, if you're with friends that aren't feeding you and respecting you and that truly, like, care about making enjoyable moments with you, find some new friends. There's other ones out there. If you're with friends that don't appreciate you for the things that you love and enjoy or who you are, there are so many people out there that will. And you know what? If you're single, if you're single and you are looking to start a relationship with somebody, get into the, maybe this is like a female thing of looking at it. I don't know. I'm going on a tangent now. Somebody posted about the ladder theory that, like, men place and this is so heteronormative nonsense, so I apologize, but it was like that men place women on a ladder of, like, a scale of, like, how much they want to fuck you, and that men and women can't be friends and blah 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 blah, which is such fucking bullshit. Like, such bullshit. But so, like, I think it's funny that I'm, like, saying, like, oh, go find some friend group and yeah. But, like, honestly, like, I think the best relationships come from friendships. Like, you should be, like, not always, obviously. Don't fucking eat my ass, okay? But, like, the best relationships, like, romantic relationships, intimate relationships, are built on a foundation of actually liking the person. And, you know, sometimes that starts as being friends. Yeah. I feel like I was talking about, oh yeah, rejection therapy. I keep going back to that. So, yeah, do something bold. Be bold. If you want to imagine I'm holding your hand while you're doing it, that's fine. I'll do that. If you want to tell me in a comment or private message what you did that was bold, I would love that. I would absolutely love that. And if it goes, as long as you're safe, it's okay if it goes bad, you know? If you approach a group of strangers and they're not interested in being your friend, who cares? There's so many other people out there, you know? So let's all practice rejection therapy, you know? The problem is like, my biggest thing is I have, like, abandonment issues. So I don't know what, like, abandonment therapy looks like, but I don't want to imagine what that looks like. I feel like that would be, like, I don't even know. I'm not a therapist. Don't fucking listen to me because you think I'm a therapist, okay? Sometimes I just say things that sound nice. And maybe the things I sound nice don't even sound nice. Maybe it's just how I'm saying it that you like. So, hey, we should try some hypnosis. Wouldn't that be fun? I think that would be fun. Let's do some hypnosis. Like fun hypnosis. I'm not gonna get you to quit smoking or whatever, but let's do some like fun hypnosis stuff. Yeah. I hope you have a wonderful weekend full of good food and good rest, and drink your water, go for a walk, or I don't know, watch a movie. You know, take care of yourself, okay? I'm gonna dip out, 'cause I'm gonna go play a video game.